The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Good afternoon, and thank you once again for joining on this beautiful Friday afternoon on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And today with me, I have Regina Clark from Creative Performance Solutions, LLC. Hi, Regina.
Hey, Barbara. It's so nice to be here today. And you're right, you know, driving here today, I was thinking about what a gorgeous, gorgeous county we're so lucky to live in, right? Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful day.
I love to drive. Every time I come out here, I'm just like getting over a flu. And so I'm thinking to myself, do I really want to do this drive? And actually, I really did. I wanted to do the drive. It was kind of very therapeutic.
Good.
To be
good
able to do that. Yeah. So before we get into what you do, because you do all kinds of exciting things as a speaker and you travel all over the world and you have your book that you're going to do a little contest for people if they call in or send you a message.
Yeah.
So we'll go into that. But really quick, I'm just going to get rid of some chamber business.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk to Regina. So I just want to remind everyone, we are live. So if you have a question for Regina or myself, you can give us a call at 845-651-1110. As far as the chamber, I have been speaking for the past couple of weeks about our trip that's coming up, and I want to remind everyone, we want you to discover and explore Costa Rica with the Chamber of Commerce and Chamber Discoveries. We're leaving March 2018, and I want you to come with us. It's a 9-day journey to this beautiful, when they say paradise, it's no joke. I've been to Costa Rica. I absolutely fell in love with it, and I plan to retire there. That's how much I loved it. And when they said that I had to pick a place for travel for the chamber, of course, that was my first choice because I'd been there and I want to go again. So I welcome everyone to go onto our website at orangeandwine.com. I have information uploaded into our website about Costa Rica, or you can always send me an email at barbaram@orangeandwine.com or give me a call at 845-457-9700. I'll tell you all about Costa Rica. I've had several calls already about people interested in going, and this is going to be a fun and exciting adventure. Just to mention a couple of places that we're going to be visiting while in Costa Rica, it's San Jose. We're going to be using Arenal, Monteverde, Guanacaste. And I just want to remind everyone, if you are a surfer, that is like a prime location for surfing, I'm told. I'm not a surfer, but when I was there by the Nicoya Peninsula, there was a town called Montezuma. And that town looked like a sugar loaf in water. It was like very hipster, very artsy, cultural, music, all kinds of great things. But then people were going, people from California are known to go there to surf. So it's a beautiful place in Costa Rica. I have pictures of Arenal Volcano, which is an active volcano, on our website. And then I have pictures of the beaches of Guanacaste. So you got to go in there. You got to check it out, Costa Rica. And I just want to remind everyone, Costa Rica is located in Central America. So it wasn't affected by any of the hurricanes. It's not where the other islands in the Caribbean were hit. This is actually set apart. And it's a beautiful location. You don't want to miss it. If this is going to be the one trip that you do in 2018, I recommend that you discover and explore Costa Rica with the Chamber and Chamber Discoveries. A couple of other things that I want to mention. Yesterday, we had an active shooter training at the sheriff's office at the Chamber of Commerce, and it was very exciting. And we're hoping to have more of that. We're also planning in the future to have CPR classes for those that are interested, and we are going to have a blood drive. So there are constantly, we're coming up with different seminars and events that you can attend at the Chamber. If you don't know where we're located, we are at 30 Scott's Corners Drive in Montgomery, and we put all this information on our Chamber website at orangeny.com. Aaron Pasquale, who is the Director of Events, is constantly sending out blasts every Monday, and then every Friday I send out a member happenings, which lets you know what the members are up to, what they're offering for the weekend and for the week coming, If you want to know what's going on with the Chamber and with our members, you need to check out those emails. And if you're not on our email list, send me an email at barbaram@orangeandwine.com for that. And one more thing I want to let you know. It's funny because I'm just getting over the flu. And on November 7th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., you can get your flu shot. So Give Hannaford Supermarket, given by Hannaford Supermarket and Pharmacy, they're coming to the chamber, the gallery room on the second floor on November 7th to get your flu shot. You can join us at the chamber for that. Also on November 7th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we are going to have a ribbon cutting for Rhema Family Center. They are located at 302 Old Forge Hill Road in New Windsor. They're very excited to have a ribbon cutting with the chamber. It'll be our second ribbon cutting of November. And like always, we have our November membership breakfast, November 9th from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. And we're doing it at the always beautiful West Hills Country Club located in Middletown. So send Erin Pasquale at erinp@orangeny.com an email. Let her know you want to join us for a chamber breakfast. And that's what I got for the chamber news. I want to make sure I remind everyone, with me, I have Regina Clark, Creative Performance Solutions, LLC. Hi, Regina.
Hi, Barbara. It's so nice to be here. And it's so funny listening to you. I hope you go get your flu shot, right? I hope you don't have a reoccurrence there. So
exactly.
That's really important.
Yeah. Well, it's good because it'll be right there. As I'm working, I could just go get one.
That's right. That's right. Right? We all need to take care of ourselves.
Absolutely. So I am feeling better.
Good.
Thankfully. Right. But, you're no stranger to radio. So I'm going to let you just tell us about what you do, who you are, your business.
Great. You know, it's so nice to be here. And I've been lucky enough to live up in the Hudson Valley for 30 years, although I still feel like a newcomer. But I travel all around the United States, and I do three things. So my business is a lot of fun. I do keynote speaking at large conferences and association meetings. I do corporate training. I have a couple of favorite topics. And then the other thing I do is executive coaching. And executive coaching is interesting, right? Because years ago, people thought, like, what is executive coaching, right? I must be doing something bad if they hired a coach for me. And I think today we've really turned the corner and now people get excited about executive coaching, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, cool, I got a coach, right? So those are the three things that keep me really busy. I've written 5 books in the number of years that I've been in business. I like to talk about leadership, love to do management development training. You know, most people who are in management positions, they're not there because they know how to manage, right? Mm-hmm. They're there because their dad owned the family business, or they were really good as an individual performer,
right?
Or they took a test, like in the case of the civil service jobs mm-hmm. we have. They took a test, they became the police sergeant. But they're not there because they know how to manage. So management development is a big area of mine. So the keynote speaking, the training, and the coaching. And I literally could talk for days about this stuff because I just have so much fun. But I wanted to tell you what I was doing this past month, because I've been traveling and I've been lucky and I've had some really interesting experiences. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, I was in Detroit talking to 70 emergency room physicians. So you want to talk about a challenging audience,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 70 doctors in front of me. And I'm thinking, wow, I have 4 hours to spend with 70 doctors, right? And in the morning, you could certainly just look at the audience and tell half of them don't want to be there, mm-hmm. right? They just mm-hmm. don't want to be there.
Right.
And we were talking about improving the patient experience and what they can do and their empathy levels. And clearly they're clinically competent, or else you wouldn't be a physician. But really they're into personal skills. And I tell you, by the end of the morning, so many physicians came up to me and thanked me. And it was such a pleasure. Just such a pleasure working with those doctors.
So they were receptive to, because I know when they're emergency room physicians, mm-hmm. right, they are working against the clock. There is so much going on. It's not like it's a slow-paced environment. It's fast-paced all the time.
All.
Go, go, go.
Right,
and
right.
So for them to say, okay, so now not only do I have to save lives, I also have to be nice about it. I mean, do I have time for that?
You know, here's the trick. We said clinically competent, caring, compassionate on a consistent basis,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge for them is on a consistent
basis. Consistent, right.
Right? Because we all have good days
good
and
days
bad days.
Good days and bad days, right.
Right. So doctors are just people and they have good days and bad days. But mm-hmm. how do you consistently be compassionately caring?
Right. And especially now they're in these times with social media and everybody's rating everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh,
so
yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, I love this place, but that person, that doctor or that whatever, was mean or not very friendly, whatever.
Yeah.
They're always
yeah.
rating people constantly.
Absolutely. And that's one of the challenges. They have patient satisfaction scores. So doctors are getting feedback. We're all getting feedback constantly,
yes.
right? I
mm-hmm.
mean, Dunkin' Donuts wants to know how their experience was. So we're being surveyed to death as
we
a general
are.
Public.
Yes, we are.
But I want to tell you what I learned from my audience then,
okay.
the group of physicians, because I feel so lucky. Every time I do something, I learn stuff from my audience. And we got to a point during the morning, and I asked the physicians how they manage their burnout, their stress levels, right? Because like you said, it's fast-paced. We're talking about life and death situations
absolutely.
In an emergency room.
Stressful.
So how did they manage their own stress? And I loved the answers. So there were really four key things that they shared. And again, Barbara, all I'm doing is facilitating the discussion, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're brilliant. So number one was exercise,
mm-hmm.
right? So this group of very fit-looking physicians of all ages, they're telling me they need to exercise. They need to get a good night's sleep, right? So here a group of emergency room physicians are saying we must sleep. They need to, and I love this, take care of each other.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So
in that group, they said, we really need to pay attention to each other. And then the last thing they talked about was taking a break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, literally just walking outside, walking out of the emergency room and taking a break. So it's always great to learn from people, right?
And that's, exactly.
That's what my, that's I'm, why I think
I'm
so
writing
lucky.
These pointers down
no.
because, you know, I probably do two out of the four all the time. We're going to take a little break. When we get back, we'll be back with Creative Performance Solutions. Regina Clark, you're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Stay with us.
Warwick Press is your full-service digital print shop. When it has to look its best, trust Warwick Press with your business cards, newsletters, letterheads, event calendars, and more. They can gloss UV coat your project, do spiral and saddle stitch binding, and lamination, too. Let Warwick Press do your posters and banners, trade show graphics, and displays. Warwick Press, 33 South Street. All major credit cards accepted. Call 986-9846. That's 986-9846.
Mountain Creek introduces Indiana Jones in your backyard. Tree Escape, their new aerial adventure park and ropes course. There are 10 unique rope courses that guarantee exhilarating outdoor adventures for children and adults. Bring the family, bring your friends, bring your coworkers and bond, or bring the love of your life. For more information, visit mountaincreek.com. In the meantime, check out Wacky Jackie's video update at treeescapemc.com. Now you're done with the rope adventure and want the thrill of a hole-in-one? Walk over to Mountain Creek's newly designed golf course, Great Gorge. Mountain Creek's delighted to offer three incredible George Fazio-designed nine-hole courses. Need golf goodies? Then head over to the Great Gorge Golf Shop, where you'll find classic men and women's apparel and accessories, as well as golf clubs and all those gotta-have things you never knew you needed. To learn more about Great Gorge's courses, the golf clubhouse and restaurant and bar, and other resort adventures, including the famous water park, head over to greatgorgemc.com or mountaincreek.com.
Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop now has two locations. The original, located in Warwick, and now the new Gingerbread Shop in Greenwood Lake at 89 Windermere Avenue. Enter and you are taken to lands far and near, mysteries to solve, bestsellers to read, and the Kitty Corner, where every Sunday there's a themed story time at 11 a.m. to enchant the children. For the adults, Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop will pick one of the books from the New York Times bestseller list and then meet to discuss your opinions on each of the books. Coming soon, Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop will have evening poetry readings and local artists will be displaying their works. I took my daughter to Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop. It's so inviting that my daughter sat on the little cushion and just grabbed a book off the shelf and started reading. Upstairs are comfy chairs surrounded by classic books to take your imagination on a journey all over the world. Visit the newest Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop at 89 Windermere Avenue in Greenwood Lake, or visit their website at yeoldwarwickbookshop.com.
This is Christine Koenig, Kim Starks,
Grace Warren,
Marcia Talbot,
and Veronica Daugherty
of Better Homes and Gardens Rand Realty, and the hosts of The Real Real Estate Show, Mondays at 10 a.m., answering all your real estate questions right here on WTBQ.
WTBQ. And we're back. Thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTVQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And I want to thank Regina Clark from Creative Performance Solutions, LLC, for hanging out with me here today in Warwick.
Such a pleasure. Such a pleasure to be here, Barbara.
We have, you gave those four pointers of those physicians that you had in your audience. And they were great pointers. If you just want to tell us one more time.
Yeah, that was so much fun talking to physicians about improving the patient experience. Mm-hmm. So how did that happen? You know, years ago, when I started the business, I did so much work around the customer experience, right? How do you improve the customer experience? And every business is trying to figure that out. And then healthcare really in the past few years are trying to figure out the whole patient experience.
Right.
And there's so many similarities, right? Between what happens in general business and then what happens in healthcare. And certainly healthcare mm-hmm. is a business. But the customer experience, I don't know what your experience is like, Barbara, but as I travel around the United States, travel around Orange County, I'm always paying attention to how I am treated as a customer. And do people go above board? Do they really try to wow their customers, mm-hmm. build loyalty among their customers, keep their customers, or do they treat them kind of mediocre?
Right.
You know, or hopefully they're not treating them badly. Sometimes they are, but I think that's a big issue for businesses today.
It absolutely is. And even for the chamber, I mean, as a director of communications, this is something that I handle every single day that I work. I focus on how I'm treating our members mm-hmm. and how I interact with our members. And I want to make sure that I'm keeping our members happy and giving them the services that they expect from the chamber. So we have to stay competitive just like any other business. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Make sure that they are out on social media, that we're engaging them with other members and with the public. So constantly work. I'm constantly evaluating what I'm doing for our members because it's important.
Yeah. You know, a couple of years ago, I wrote a book called Wow Your Customers or Somebody Else Will. And I know people are listening and they can call in. And if anyone subscribes to my website, www.reginaclark.com, I will send you a free copy of my book, Wow Your Customers or Somebody Else Will. And the whole challenge is not just knowing what do your customers expect, right? Mm-hmm. Like you talked about chamber members, what do they expect? But how do you thrill them? How do you exceed their expectations?
Right.
How do you go above and beyond on a consistent
right.
basis? And one example I can think of, there is a diner, I can't remember the name, it's in Newburgh. And years ago, I stopped in the diner to have breakfast with my husband. And as we were walking out, my husband turned to the waitress and he said, "Can I get a cup of coffee to go?" Now, we had already paid the bill. And he said, "Can I get a cup of coffee to go?" And the waitress said, "Sure." And she got a paper cup, filled it with his coffee, handed it to him. He pulled out a $5 bill ready to pay for the coffee. And then the waitress said, "Oh, no, it's on us." Now, that's a wow, right?
Yeah, is a wow.
That's a wow.
Like, gee, thanks.
Yeah, gee, thanks.
Bonus.
And you know what? We'll be back.
Yes.
We'll come back.
Right.
And what the heck did that cup of coffee cost? You know,
exactly.
I don't know, 29 cents?
And it's
maybe?
The littlest things. It's the littlest gestures. I mean, they could be grand gestures, but even the small gestures mean so much.
That's right. So for anybody that's in the business of serving customers in Orange County, you know, what are you doing to wow the customer, mm-hmm. not to just meet their expectations, but really to wow them so they keep coming back on a consistent basis. And I think there are businesses that are doing that in Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think that with this new generation of businesses, and I'm not saying that the older generations that have been in place don't do it. I think that they are learning that this is the new way of doing things or the improved way of doing mm-hmm. things. But the new businesses, I think they have that model in place and they want to constantly, because they know there's competition out there. You don't have to shop at my business. You can shop at the next business.
Absolutely.
You know, I want to remind everyone, we are live. So if you want to give us a call, 845-651-1110 if you have questions for Regina, but it looks like we do have a call, so if you want to put them through, thank you. Hi,
yes,
thank you for joining
good
us.
Good afternoon, Regina and Barbara. I just wanted to find out, aren't reviews sometimes subjective too? I mean, one person might have one opinion, somebody else may have another opinion, and some reviews, you know, may not be as accurate as others, and where the sources of where you would get your reviews, that they should be very reliable.
Well, thanks very much for calling in. And that's today's biggest challenge for businesses, because everyone is walking around with a smartphone, and at the click of a button, all of a sudden, they're reviewing you on Yelp. And they're saying good things, they're saying bad things, they're ripping you apart, and we have no control over that. So as a business, the only thing we can do is monitor our behavior and be consistently great, because someone is going to take a picture and they are going to put that review up, and it's out there. It's out there and we can't get rid of it. So we really need to pay attention to what's going on social media and consistently provide great products and great services and have great employees and train those employees. And, you know, back to the example I use of working with healthcare physicians in an ER room, those healthcare physicians are subjected to the exact same thing, right? So people are commenting about them on social media, good and bad. And it's just a really big, big challenge that we have today.
Right. And then there's also reviews by their own peers that actually, you know, colleagues that actually review, you know, physicians as well and actually give, you know, their feedback as far as how they feel about their other colleagues.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And today, right, unlike 20, 30 years ago, you can go online, you can Google a physician, you can go to healthgrades.com, you can look at all kinds of scores that are out there, patient satisfaction scores. So it's a different world that we live in today than it was 20 or 30 years ago. I mean, technology and social media have changed everything in the way we do business.
Right. And word of mouth is the best advertising, they always used to say.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It still is. I believe it's, that it still is. Well, thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate you listening.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you,
Regina. Have a good weekend now.
You
Take
too.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's, you know, it's funny because it's true. You could have that one person that may themselves be having a bad day.
Absolutely.
And go on there and say, you know what, I'm so sick of this, and just goes in and gives you a maybe unfair bad review. And so the reality is, having that awareness as a business, having being aware that if you get Googled, you know where you stand in the search, because really you should be really searchable or easily searchable, but also your Google reviews, you know, and the Yelp reviews, and staying on top of them. And you know, it doesn't hurt to say to people, you know, if you had a great experience, would you mind going in there and giving me a review?
Oh, sure.
Because it's, it helps. For every, you know, every one bad, if you got like five or six good ones, it helps. It really does.
But the bad ones hurt so much.
Oh, they do.
So
they
much.
Really do. That's why I said for every one, you need like five.
Yeah.
You know, to balance it out.
Yeah. In September, I did some training for a property management company, and they're located in New York, and they own about 50 buildings in downtown New York. Their customers are NYU students who are looking for housing. And this company was being cremated on social media. But who's your customer? NYU students. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the young with the smartphones.
Oh, yeah.
And we went in there. I went in and I did a whole customer experience program for them. But we did some people skill training, but we also did process training. We talked about their processes and are the processes customer friendly. So for example, when they turn over their apartments, they were getting reviews that the apartments were dirty. And then they were saying, well, we don't do everything fast enough for the students, right? So we really worked on process improvement for them in addition to good communication skills, right? And that was really a lot of fun. And then we created an action plan, and they had a lot of follow-up that they did. So I think this whole customer experience impacts everybody. I don't care what business you're in, everybody.
Absolutely.
Right?
You know, and it's true what you mentioned. Millennials are very savvy, and they are quick to put a review in, and they don't care.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to go in there. And, you know, it's because it could be really, they could either be really, really good for you, or it could be really, really bad for you.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that happens to me, I've been in business 30 years, and right now when I speak, people are live on their phones and they're tweeting. They're taking pictures of me and tweeting what I'm saying live on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that didn't happen 20, 30 years ago, but that's the reality we live in, right? Which is fine.
And people are actually looking for that. You know, it's almost kind of like they can't make it to an event, but they want to be still part of it. Mm-hmm. They have that that fear of missing out. Mm-hmm. And there is an acronym for that actually on social media. I don't know what the acronym is, but it's a fear of missing out. So, or not being a part of it. So, mm-hmm. And it's a true thing that's happening now because everybody's so connected all the time that they say, well, they'll go live and we'll see it live and we won't miss it anyway. Yeah. So, I mean, and it happens consistently now where people, that's what they expect. If you can't be connected right away with them, either on Facebook or Instagram, you lose them. You lose that audience.
You lose them. You know, Wednesday I was down in New Jersey. I had the opportunity to speak to NFL Films, which was really exciting. But we were talking about the lead time of filming a football game and then creating the edited version of the footage. Mm-hmm. You know, and years ago they had to use film and they had about a 5-day lead time. And today it's instantaneous, right? Because it's all digital.
Oh, so absolutely.
Their whole world has changed in terms of how they turn things around.
Oh, yeah. Talk about instant gratification, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to take a little break. When we get back, we're going to talk more about that instant gratification. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Stay with us.
Thanks, Barbara.
On the set of Chris Hemsworth's new Thor adventure.
The whole thing is the size of an American football field.
From the Entertainment Tonight newsroom in Hollywood, I'm Nancy O'Dell with the ET Radio Minute. ET is exclusively on the set of Chris Hemsworth's new Marvel adventure, Thor Ragnarok. In the film, Thor is in prison on the other side of the universe without his mighty hammer and finds himself in a race against time to get back to Asgard to stop Ragnarok, the destruction of his home world, and the end of Asgardian civilization.
I'm putting together a team.
This team of yours, has it got a name?
Yeah, it's called the Revengers.
Cate Blanchett is the villain. She plays the goddess of death who kicks Chris's behind with a smile. And that's why she was director Taika Waititi's first choice for the role.
There's no one better than Cate, in my opinion. You know, I've only known her for a few months, but not only, obviously, is she a great actor, but she's also really funny.
And Jeff Goldblum as the Grandmaster.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what you've come for. It's main event time.
He's basically a troublemaker who's got a thing for blue. Blue eyeliner, blue clothing, and blue fingernails.
They put it on me. It's fingernail polish. And a pinky ring.
Thor Ragnarok, also starring Tom Hiddleston, reprising his role as Loki, Idris Elba, and Mark Ruffalo, hits theaters today. From the Entertainment Tonight newsroom in Hollywood, I'm Nancy O'Dell.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
Walgreens has good news for everyone who uses Medicare Part B for diabetes testing supplies. We've got your back, or in this case, your test strips. Walgreens accepts Medicare assignment and full coverage supplemental insurance, so you'll pay as low as $0 out of pocket, which is the same as mail order. Pick up the medications you rely on and save on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
There's a lot happening in Orange County thanks to the Orange County Industrial Development Agency. The Orange County IDA has created thousands of jobs for local residents by offering financial incentives to companies without the use of public funds. And if you're a startup or existing business looking to grow, the IDA has created the Accelerator, which provides free technical support and consulting services.
I'm Laurie Villasuso, Chief Operating Officer of the Orange County Industrial Development Agency. Our strategies have fueled the county's economy through recession and expansion, attracting and retaining businesses that will sustain good jobs for decades. In recent years, we've created and retained more than 12,000 jobs. Through our Accelerator program, we've assisted more than 75 startups and provided consulting to more than 65 existing businesses. If you're looking to locate or expand your business, come to Orange County. Call us today at 845-234-4192 or visit us online at ocnyida.com. The Orange County IDA, creating jobs and a future for Orange County.
Hi, this is Dominic Cachera, As New York taxpayers, you pay enough for good government. So why aren't you getting what you pay for? Find out every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. on Reclaim New York right here on WTVQ. Radio worth listening to.
WTVQ weather.
This afternoon, a cold front will be moving through, so a couple of scattered showers are possible. Warm, though, 65 to 70 degrees. For tonight, it'll become mainly clear. Breezy early on, lows drop to 35 degrees. Much cooler for your day tomorrow, highs only in the low to mid-50s, with some high clouds mixing with lots of sunshine. And on Sunday, we'll have showers returning with a high of 60. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm Mike Mihalik.
WTVQ. And we're back. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here at Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTVQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and I'm hanging out with Regina Clark, Creative Performance Solutions, LLC. Thank you, Regina, for staying with me.
Thanks, Barbara. It's so nice to be here. You know, I was thinking how lucky I am to literally be here talking to you today. And a couple of days ago, I got a phone call from a woman in Watertown, New York. Mm-hmm. And she said to me, "Do you know where Watertown is?" And I had to look at the map. It's way, way up there in New York State, by the way.
Yes, it is.
And she was asking me about speaking to a group of government officials at a conference next spring in Watertown, New York. And I asked, how did she find my name? So her response was, well, I Googled speakers in New York State, and that's how I found you. And I said to her, well, you know, I absolutely love, and I really do mean this, I love to talk in New York State. I was born and raised in New York. I graduated from SUNY Binghamton, and I love this state, love it to death. Mm-hmm. It's a phenomenal state. And I said to her, you know, not only would I love to talk in Watertown to your group, but I have spoken in Lake Placid to the New York State Conference of Mayors. I have spoken to the New York State Welfare Association in Saratoga. I have spoken to the New York State Human Resource Group a number of times. So whenever I have that opportunity to speak in New York, it's just like homecoming for me. You know, they get me. They get me. Yeah. They don't make fun of the way I sound.
Or your accent.
Right. They don't make fun
accent
of my
accent that we don't have.
That's right.
All right?
They don't make fun of me. You know, my last introduction in New York State, I put in there, Regina is a graduate of SUNY Binghamton, which she probably couldn't get into right now, right? Which is true,
It's true.
I probably couldn't get in right now. But it's such a great state. So it's so much fun being here talking to you on Orange County Radio.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you because you do have, you know, creative performance solutions for the businesses out there now that, you know, young and old that maybe need to revamp or look at how they enhance their customer or their patient experience.
Yeah, it's a great topic to talk about, you know, the customer experience, the patient experience, management development, leadership development. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are really my core topics. And the reality is if you get to a place where you're delivering phenomenal customer experiences, that's because you have a great management team and they know how to hold the employees accountable, right? To set expectations, to hold them accountable, to make sure they're smiling all the time. So the managers and the leaders need to be really, really good role models, right?
Right. Lead by example.
Lead by example. And as long as you have, you know, a phenomenal leadership team, you're going to have a really good employee team or employee group that are working together and touching your customers. And I mean, touching figuratively, right? I don't want to get myself in trouble.
Easy
here.
Now.
but yeah, there's one of my personal goals. I don't know if this will ever happen. I have said many times I'd like to be able to speak in every state in the United States. I'm up to 40.
I was going to say, you're pretty close.
Yeah, no, I'm up to 40. Years ago, I was lucky enough to speak in Hawaii, so that was cool.
Nice.
One of the only times my husband joined me because I was going to Hawaii. And I've spoken in 5 countries. So, you know, but this is my home. It's a pleasure to be here. This is my home. And it's always fun to be able to do what I do. I've talk to a lot of different kinds of clients in a lot of different industries, but always about the customer experience, improving communication, being a better leader, which is all tied to communication, right? And one thing I like to say to people is be a positive communicator, right?
Yes.
Tell me what you can do, not what you can't do.
Right.
Tell me what Tell me what will fix the problem. Stop whining about the problem, right? Mm-hmm. Give me some hope. Give me some hope for what do we do well? What do we do right?
Mm-hmm. I think a can-do attitude.
Yeah, I mean, too many people complain.
Yeah, and even with the way you're presenting it as well. You know, I worked for the phone company, and although the customer on the other end couldn't see me, they could hear me. Mm-hmm. And so I'd have a mirror on my cubicle so that whenever the call would come in, I would smile through the entire conversation, even if the customer was irate, because it would calm them down.
Absolutely.
And they would feel like, you know, this person genuinely is interested in helping me.
Yeah.
And at the end of the call, they were happy that they called in, even though I was a collections rep, you know?
Sure.
So it was just a matter of they can almost hear you smiling through the phone.
Absolutely.
And this is about how you communicate with your customer.
Yeah.
And I learned that a long time ago when I was doing that, and I've kind of done that throughout my life now with everything that I do. When I communicate, I make sure that I'm always smiling.
But you're an upbeat person, Barbara.
I think that's
just part of you. I think that's part of your personality, right?
I try to be upbeat all the time. Yes.
Yeah.
And look for the positive things, you know, always, because there are positive things even in negative situations.
Absolutely.
You can find something that can turn it around. I want to remind everyone, we are live, 845-651-1110. Let me say that again, because I stuttered right through that. 845-651-1110. If you want to have a question for Regina. Regina, tell us again the name of your book and your website in case people are interested in that.
So the newest book is Wow Your Customers or Somebody Else Will. The website is www.reginaclark.com. And if you go to the website and subscribe, I would be happy to send you a free book. And hopefully you can wow your customers. Mm-hmm. It's always a little bit of a challenge, but I do think we can all do it if we stop and think about it. You know, one thing that I'm thinking about, and he is not my client and he did not ask me to do this, but one of my favorite restaurants in the Hudson Valley, I know it's Hudson Valley Restaurant Week coming up.
Oh, yes, it is.
Is Catherine's in Goshen. And Steve Sirks, who is the owner of Catherine's in Goshen, is not only a phenomenal chef, because he graduated from the Culinary Institute and his food is to die for, but what a super nice guy.
Yes,
you know,
he
what
is.
A super, and his staff is phenomenal. Kathy has been there forever. She's phenomenal. I mean, they're all so friendly. But last night, I just saw this on a Twitter feed. He hosted a dinner for the cross country track team in Goshen. And I'm sorry, but I live in Goshen, so I'm partial to Goshen. And they're running today in Bear Mountain for the cross country championships. And we have a phenomenal team this year of varsity runners. But Steve, why am I telling you this story? Steve at Catherine's, the owner of Catherine's, the phenomenal chef, hosted a dinner for the cross country team,
oh,
right?
Cool.
So, I mean, you talk about wowing your customers.
Yes.
I think they wow the whole community, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't just wow you when you go in and you have a table of four that you sit and you have dinner, but Steve and his family, I mean, they consistently wow the community where they live. And I think that's one reason he has such a successful business, right? I mean, he is not just the chef and the owner. He's a business person, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he provides consistently great service. So I'll say for as long as I've lived in Goshen, which has been over 25 years, there's an example of someone who's just doing a phenomenal job. And I think as a business owner, we all need to do that.
And
right?
You know, and here's the thing, and take a chapter from his book, because here's the thing, he's been in business for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he's keeping up with the times.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't think it's something that he learned. I think it's just something of how they are.
This is
the way they do their business.
That's how they do their business. And, you know, we adjust, because it doesn't really matter what industry you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen. So, for example, in Goshen, the government center shut down. When the government center shut down, it impacted local businesses. Well, what can you do as a local business owner to kind of keep fresh, right? To do something new, to do something exciting, to stay in business. And if you're in business and you're kind of mediocre and customers come and go, you need to think about, well, hey, what am I doing, or what can I do, or what can I do to differentiate my business so that we do something better? So, you know, let me just talk about supermarkets, for example, because
right.
There's tons of supermarket chains. Who would you say is differentiating themselves in terms of being a supermarket chain, right? We can go anywhere we want.
Right, absolutely.
Right? And yes. One thing that makes me nuts is when you're online checking out, right? And mm-hmm. I'm a mom and I'm in a supermarket all the time, when the cashier doesn't even say hello, doesn't even pay attention to you, right? Mm-hmm. Like they're literally talking over you to the cashier next to them, mm-hmm. having a conversation as if you're not even in the middle.
Right.
And that's part of my background. I'm always have my customer experience hat on, right? And I want to stop and say, hey, hello, I'm in front of you. Like, say hello to me, be nice to me. Mm-hmm. But right there, that's not my job, right? At that point in time, I'm not training them. You know, I'm just a customer for them. But what differentiate yourself? You know, and I sure as heck, I would love a Trader Joe's to come to Orange
me
County.
Me too.
Or a Whole Foods to
Hello.
Come to Orange County. Yeah.
You just woke me up. I love Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, I don't care. Bring one of them. I'll bring them both. I love them.
Yeah. And it's not just how they look, because let's face it, they do look cool. Like
they
a
are
Whole
cool.
Foods.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a wine bar in there. But, you know, you go into a Whole Foods, their workers are so knowledgeable. I remember mm-hmm. kind of interviewing somebody behind the bakery counter mm-hmm. When I walked into my first Whole Foods. But they differentiate themselves.
Right.
So they come along, and let's face it, that industry is jam-packed with competitors. Whole Foods comes along and they say, we're going to be a little bit different. We're going to have a little bit of a different look. We're going to provide different experiences for mm-hmm. our customers. And yes, they do cost a little bit more, mm-hmm. but it's more the whole...
But you don't even realize it, because you're having such a wonderful experience shopping, even like with Trader Joe's, even the way their cash registers are set up makes you feel like more connected to the cashier.
That's right.
As she's ringing you out, having conversation, you know, taking your groceries, moving your cart for you. I mean, it's almost like you feel like, oh, I'm having concierge service here at Trader Joe's.
Right. So there you have it, Barbara, mm-hmm. the name of the book, Wow Your Customer, right? So who is out there actually wowing their customers? And I think there are people that wow their customers, and there are other businesses, they don't have a clue. And, you know, figure it out. Like, you in today's day and age, with the availability of social media, which can rip your brand apart, you better be paying attention to your customers, mm-hmm. right? Because we all need to have great, loyal customers.
Absolutely. And I think at the end of the day, that's what all businesses want. That's
yeah.
what they crave. They want the consistent customer,
yeah.
right? So you got to be listening to this, because here are the tips and you've got the book.
Yeah.
So we'll take a quick break. Orange County Chamber Business Wise, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Liberal Pat Davis is out of touch. In the last 4 years, Orange County has prosecuted dozens of people for welfare fraud. Liberal Pat Davis says we shouldn't do that. Maybe that's because Pat Davis got on the ballot thanks to Curious Joel. Davis also said he doesn't like to see people in the newspaper when they are arrested for welfare fraud. Davis said seeing criminals in the newspaper breaks his heart. Pat Davis says he thinks prosecuting welfare fraud is a waste of money and got on the ballot because of Curious Joel. That's all we need to know.
Steve Newhouse. He reduced Orange County spending by millions of dollars. Steve Newhouse. He cut the county tax rate. It's lower than when he took office. Steve Newhouse. Over 6,000 private sector jobs created. Steve Newhouse. Settled union contracts and brought the new county government center in on time and under budget. Steve Newhouse. More jobs, lower county tax rate, less spending. Steve Newhouse. Our Orange County executive. Paid for by Friends of Steve Newhouse.
Orange County Tourism invites you to join in all the fun events and activities in the county during autumn by enjoying the taste of the Hudson Valley during Restaurant Week. This is your last chance to savor restaurants at price-fixed rates with special 3-course lunch and dinner menus at reduced rates. Make a reservation at HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. Tis the season, and there's a miracle on South Division Street, a hilarious comedy that combines family, an heirloom, and a deathbed confession that upends them all. Make reservations at the Cornerstone Theater in Goshen by visiting cornerstonetheaterarts.org. Is Shakespeare your pleasure? Then enjoy the complete works of William Shakespeare with a hard cider experience paired with fall foods at the Applewood Winery. Visit applewoodwinery.com for more information. A Film for the Entire Family, Washington Irving, American Dreams, depicts one of the Hudson Valley's most famous authors, followed by a Q&A with the filmmaker at the Newburgh Heritage Center. For reservations, visit NewburghHistoricalSociety.com. For a list of all the fun events in the county, visit orangetourism.org.
Warwick Press is your full-service digital print shop. When it has to look its best, trust Warwick Press with your business cards, newsletters, letterheads, event calendars, and more. They can gloss UV coat your project, do spiral and saddle stitch binding, and lamination, too. Let Warwick Press do your posters and banners, trade show graphics, and displays. Warwick Press, 33 South Street. All major credit cards accepted. Call 986-9846. That's 986-9846.
Hi, this is Dan Castricone, host of the Dan Castricone Radio Show, every Thursday from 12 to 1. We'll talk some politics, have guests, current events, always lots of fun. Thursdays, 12 to 1 on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ. And thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And I've had the pleasure of hanging out today with Regina Clark, Creative Performance Solutions, LLC. And I have to say, moving leaders to the next level. I like that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, I'm listening to some of the commercials that we just had, and they're talking about fun events coming up in Orange County, which made me think about my book, Are We Having Fun Yet? I mean, I have a book called Are We Having Fun Yet? How to Create a Motivating Work Environment. And what that book talks about is the importance of really, really paying attention to your employees. And if your employees are fully engaged, love what they do, love who they work with, then mm-hmm. those employees turn around and create positive customer experiences, right? I mean, it's all tied together.
It is.
But what exactly is fun? You know, we say, are you having fun yet? And I think the challenge as a boss or as a manager is really getting to know your people, finding out what motivates them, and then giving them what motivates them. And they will then do a phenomenal job for you.
And right? allowing them to kind of come into their own when it comes. You know, I used to say to somebody when I had people that worked below me, I used to say to them, this is what you do. Own it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
yours. I want you to make it yours and yeah. show me what you can do with this.
Yeah.
And you, a lot of times when you kind of give them that kind of freedom to branch out or to spread their wings, it's amazing the things that people creatively can come up with that, I mean, stays within the business, but makes it exciting and new because
yeah.
everybody has a different way of doing things, a different perspective. And if you give them the freedom to do that, you find that you have an employee that's looking forward to
Absolutely.
Doing the job.
Absolutely. As long as you hire the right people, right?
Right. Which is a challenge in itself.
Yeah.
You know, because some people are really good on paper, but not necessarily good in person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's that whole, you know, debate about IQ, EQ, mm-hmm. right? IQ, I think years ago, people thought if you're really smart, really intelligent, you did really well in school, you're going to be successful in life, whatever that means. And then 20 years ago, Daniel Goleman wrote a book on emotional intelligence. It's having mm-hmm. those really good social skills and being able to interact with people and being able to regulate your behavior. And I think today's employer, you need both, right? You mm-hmm. need, like we go back to the doctors, you need high competence and a phenomenal attitude. And
yes.
so the right hire is highly competent in whatever the job is, but then they have that whole phenomenal attitude. And as long as you have those two things, then you can turn around and really create great customer experiences, great patient experiences.
Yeah.
And you know what, Barbara? It's never ending. So somebody like me, I'm so lucky because I got into this field, I think, at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
In 1994, I started my own business doing training and speaking. And there's always something for people to learn, right? And
On both sides.
And I think a lot of small business owners, and, you know, we live in Orange County. There's a lot of small to medium-sized businesses
right.
up here. But it's sometimes you need help. Like you, the owner of the business, you may not be the best person to coach and train and teach an employee everything. First of all, you might not have the time to do
right.
it. Right.
You're busy running a business.
Right. You're busy running the business. So you need an extra hand. And then once in a while, you need a coach to help you out or a coach to help your employee out, one of your employees out. And I think that's one reason I wanted to come and talk to you today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do so much work outside of Orange County, but there's certainly opportunities within Orange County, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have a lot of new industries, a lot of new businesses. I think with Legoland that's going to come, the Hudson Valley is like the best kept secret, right? And I see things just booming in the Hudson Valley.
You know, I
booming.
Say it all the time. I feel like we're going through a renaissance.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Orange County is just wakening up to the arts, the cultures, to everything that's out there. I mean, we're going to get Whole Foods. I'm telling you, now that you said it, you put it out into the universe.
Well, you know what? It's kind of a blessing and a curse because for those of us that have lived here for quite a period of time, we kind of love the open spaces and the quietness of Orange County. But now everybody else is finding out how cool it is up here and how beautiful it is up here. And they want to come up here, which is good. I mean, it's good for business. But, you know, sometimes the crowds, are a little challenging to deal with. But
sometimes you got to take the good with the bad. I mean, it's going to be good for the economy and for Orange County. And so there definitely there are going to be days that you're going to be like, what is happening here? But then there are other days you go, man, this is so great that we have a Trader Joe's.
That's right. That's right. Or an orchard, an Angry Orchard right up there. Right. Like places to go, things to do. But for those of you that just tuned in or maybe have listened to us, if there's anything that I can do for you or for your business or for you personally, in terms of helping you provide better customer experiences, helping you provide better patient experiences if you're in the healthcare business, give me a call. Let pick my brain. I always love to talk to people because this isn't new stuff. This isn't new stuff. I mean, we've been trying to thrill customers for years. I hate to admit this, but in 1986, I was a training manager at Macy's New York, right? So I've been doing this for a long time, and Macy's back then really did a good job with the customer experience. I think that business as a whole has gone through a whole metamorphosis, but how do we provide fabulous experiences? We hire the right people, we give them the tools, we tell them to use their judgment, and we train them and we support them and we provide great experiences for them so they can turn around and provide great experiences for our customers, right?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
If you want my book, Wow Your Customer or somebody else will, go to my website, stick in your email, www.reginaclark.com, and I will get a book out to you by the end of the week. I'd be really excited to do that.
Now, you have other books as well that you have written.
I do. Actually, my first book was called Deadlined and Diapers, which was about work-life balance. I have a couple of kids, and I've always worked. I wrote a book called 101 Ways to Get Fit by 50, because I did a triathlon to celebrate my 50th birthday around Greenwood Lake in New York.
And you just spoke to the mayor, and he said they're thinking about bringing it back.
That's what he said. It was really a fun time to do that triathlon. But anyway, that was my big 50th birthday present. And I wrote a book about that experience, 101 Ways to Get Fit by 50. My new little book, I call it a mini book, 101 Ways, I don't know, maybe I like this 101 Way thing, 101 Ways to Improve Patient Experiences. So that was specifically geared towards the healthcare audiences.
Okay.
So I have some generic books, I have some healthcare books, and you can find them all on my website, www.reginaclark.com. And I also do assessments. I also do management assessments, and they're pretty popular when I do leadership training. So again, I've been around a while in the field of training and development, and it's just a great place to be. I love what I do. I feel very blessed. I said to one of my clients the other day down at the NFL, I said, I'm so lucky to do what I do. I'm so blessed. And she looked at me and she said, no, you're blessed that you have the skills to be able to do what you do. So I think I keep my audiences engaged when I go out there. At least that's what they tell me. I haven't gotten any negative reviews on social media, right? Oh, I got to count my blessings.
Yes.
Right now.
But that's wonderful. And again, Creative Performance Solutions, LLC, Regina Clark, if you want to reach out to her, you can send her, what was the website again? www.reginaclark, without an E at the end, clark.com, so that you can get her book While Your Customers or Someone Else Will.
Yeah.
Any of her other books. It was a pleasure having you here with me today. I hope that, I get to hear about your next adventure and, of course, keep us up to date on what's going on. And hopefully people will take you up on this offer because you have stuff to offer here in New York.
I hope so. And I hope, Barbara, that you get your flu shot. That's what I hope.
Yeah.
So that you're
on November 7th at the Chamber of Commerce, I will be doing that from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. I want to thank everybody for hanging out with me once again here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. I will be here once again next Friday to hang out with you. Thank you.